Alexa, play
The Rich Eisen Show.
Here's a station you might like.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
This is one of the most shocking turns of a career in the 20-plus years that I have been covering this league.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Is Russell Wilson going to turn into a journeyman?
Today's guests, co-host of ESPN's Pardon the Interruption, Michael Wilbon, NFL Network analyst, Bucky Brooks, 12-year NBA veteran Rex Chapman, and now it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku channel. This Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey, for those streaming us for their ear gauge. We're just streaming for your eyes and ears. That's how we do it every single day. And we say hello to our podcast listeners who are listening whenever they darn well please, because it's their right. Basically, hello. We're on for the next 3 hours. We're excited to be here in Los Angeles, California, with a great guest list. Michael Wilbon, a Pardon the Interruptions, our first guest, joining us at the top of hour number two. We've been cultivating this caper with Michael for quite some time. Can't wait to chat with him about one of the biggest sports decisions he can remember in Chicago, what to do about Justin Fields in the first overall pick. I believe this already decided. It's going to be Caleb Williams. Can't wait to chat with him about all of that. And then, of course, everything else going on in the sports world. Bucky Brooks will join us in the middle of hour number two, the co-host of the Move the Sticks pod with Daniel Jeremiah. Bucky will give us his two cents on the evaluation portion of the combine from this past week and the upcoming decisions in the draft and free agency that's right around the corner. 1 year from today. Happy new league year, everybody. Free agency will begin in the NFL, and I'm going to hit you with some conversations and thoughts on the free agent market in a matter of moments. Hour number three, our boy, our friend, Rex Chapman, who has got a new book called It's Hard for Me to Live with Me. It is out where all books are sold. He is on quite the media tour. We try to get him in here in L.A., but you know what? He just he's traveling the country right now.
He's everywhere.
I do believe, though, he's home in Phoenix.
Oh, nice.
So because he said, I'll see you at noon. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm trying to do the math in my head. That's Mountain Time, which as of right now, Phoenix is on. Not to go full, like turning the clocks back and spring and fall.
They don't ever change, right?
No,
they're just one time.
That's it. And Phoenix and time. Everybody else adjusts to them.
Must be nice.
Rex Chapman will be joining us on this show, and obviously we'll talk about what's going on in the association with him and everything else. And you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. What's going on,
Rich,
brother?
Rich, not much, man. I'm great.
Is that your way of just talking about last night's Celtics-Cavaliers game?
That's it. That's
okay,
it. Behind me. I've moved on. We're on to Denver.
Okay. Is that right?
Yeah, on to Denver.
When is that game? Thursday?
Tomorrow.
All right.
TNT.
All
Night
right.
Cap. Let's go.
Can't wait to see who's load managing instead.
Porzingis definitely not playing.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
What's over there, Jay Felly? Hey. What do you got?
Oh.
Oh, wow. Hanging out. Your own little Vince Scully drop for yourself.
Hello.
Okay, very good. Always great to hear Vinny's voice. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
It's for DJ Mikey D. Good to see you, TJ Jefferson. What's going on?
I gotta
over
be
there?
Honest. It's good to be seen.
Fantastic.
It's good to see you guys, too.
Phone lines are already lit.
Great to see you.
This is great. Still to come on this program, I totally, 100%, endorse Zion Williamson saying, I'm not going to be in the dunk contest unless I'm an all-star. I love it.
Let's
and
go.
I will give full conversation on that.
We're already stuffing the ballot box.
That's
right?
Coming up later on this hour. But first up, as you know, I've always got football on the brain. 1 week from today, the new league year will begin. Free agency will begin. We now know with the franchise tags being slapped or applied yesterday on players, and they're slapped when the player doesn't want it, applied when the player doesn't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes in the NFL media business. We now know who's going to be free and who's not. We also know who's going to be available potentially for trade, even if they've A, been franchise tagged, or B, still technically the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears, for instance.
Technically.
Which leads us to start this show. And that's not just the royal we. It's because it's all of us. Because for some reason, you guys can't help but railbird
anytime I do a power rank. It is what he did. By the way,
it's not true. That is not true.
It is totally true.
No,
you can't just sit there and listen to me opine.
Do you understand?
You've got to chirp and chirp and chirp. Which, by the way,
you understand how video works. We can go back and review this.
By the way, I totally appreciate it. It's kind of like the House of Commons. You know, when they start speaking and they heckle each other.
I don't know what that means.
Just watch the British Parliament once.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's what it's like.
I told you, the only reason I heckled you for the first couple times is because you always heckled me when I was doing mine.
No.
And I've shut up most of the time.
Guess what? Feel free to chime in because I'm starting the show with my power rankings.
Hey! Oh,
of the top 10. It's not 10. Top 10 free agents.
No.
Top 10 power rankings, players available to be acquired.
Ooh.
Notice the turning of the phrases.
Yes. To be?
Hit it!
This is my
power rankings!
There are many like it, but this one is mine!
Power rankings!
Yes, indeed. I've got a power rankings right here. And I'm not going to lie. I took my son straight off the list. I don't think Baker Mayfield's going anywhere.
I was like, is Cooper?
No, Cooper's definitely not a free agent.
Cooper's up.
Brock Purdy. Norris. Name them all. Kyle Hamilton is not available.
You know, Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is not available.
Stepson.
Okay.
Through marriage.
Baker's not on this list. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Okay.
These are people who I think are going somewhere. Potentially. Number 10 on the list. Matthew Judon went on Good Morning Football, which is still, for the moment, based in New York City. He went on Good Morning Football today, and he said the following. I want Calvin Ridley in New England, flat out. And guess what?
Yes.
Calvin Ridley's number 10 on this list.
Ooh.
Number 0 on his chest, number 10 on my list. I dig him.
Let's just darken that shade of blue a little bit.
Yep.
You know, add a
Turn
little red
teal.
In there.
I don't know.
Put the flying Elvis on the helmet.
Okay, if I were him, though, I'd have to figure out who in the world is going to be my quarterback. But he's 29 years old. So you're getting a guy who is beginning to get a little longer in the tooth.
Had a good year last year.
He sure did. You need a wide receiver. I'd knock on his door now that Mike Evans is gone. Number 9 on this list is another 29-year-old. Who's not allowed to be franchise tagged because his $20 million one-year deal with Minnesota forbid it. And he's going to be available. And even though it was a one-year deal betting on himself, how much pressure did Danielle Hunter face? Zero. 16.5 sacks. 16.5 sacks is available.
Look at his arm.
For you to sign.
Jeez.
Yeah, and jacked. For our radio audience, we'll just say this. It's jacked.
The muscles.
Danielle Hunter is number 9 on my power rankings list. This is why this ranking, my power rankings, is mine. There are many others like power rankings, but this one is mine. I guarantee you he's not on anybody else's list.
Aaron Rodgers?
But I'm telling you, he's not available.
Oh.
Pipe down. There is no other list that will have this guy because nobody, I think, values him the way that he should be valued because he plays a position that is always devalued and he's hit the magical 30. I think you add this guy to your team if you are, say, Buffalo or you are the Chargers or you're the Dallas Cowboys or you're the Baltimore Ravens. You not only send a jolt into your fan base and no doubt I'd imagine your season ticket role if it needs to be expanded, if there are tickets available, and he puts you right in the mix for the Super Bowl. Derrick Henry is number 8 on my list. The diminisher. Dude, this guy hasn't diminished. This guy can, maybe you want to take some of the load off of him? That's fine. Rico Dowdle can get some yards, right?
Rico.
Hit him with the Rico.
Josh Kelly can get you some yards, right? What, Seattle? Put him in Seattle, right? Let's go, everybody. I think he is somebody that will just take you and kick it up a notch and maybe put you in the Super Bowl. That's my idea of all in Dallas. That's number 8. Number 7 on the list. Justin Fields is going to be available, and I just don't know who's going to want to pick up a fifth-year option on him right off the bat. Welcome him to a new team and then make a 20-some-odd million-dollar bet on the guy. I understand that, but he's he's just not, he just doesn't have, in my eyes, the same upside as Caleb Williams, and you restart the clock in Chicago. I think it's a no-brainer that they go and draft Caleb Williams in the same way that it was a no-brainer to keep him over Bryce Young last year. So, I'd go get him. I think New England should go get him. I think New England should flip maybe like a second day or a third day pick and go get him. And then draft Marvin Harrison and maybe sign Calvin Ridley and go to work. Or maybe go ahead and sign number 6 on my list of power rankings, top 10 players available to be acquired. Tyron Smith is 33 Ooh. Years old. Guess what he did last year? For the first time since 2018, he had his highest total of snaps. And this guy's supposed to be difficult to stay healthy. 942 snaps of the football. Tyron Smith.
He's another Hall of Famer, by the way.
Honestly, the idea of like we're going all in, but we'll let our Hall of Fame potential left tackle go. I don't know what the hell's happening in Dallas, folks. Mm. Maybe Dak re-signs and they extend him and they keep Tyron Smith.
Maybe Jerry's playing us all.
Dude, I don't know what's going on there. I don't know. Tyron Smith, you need a left tackle? How about this guy?
Settle down just a little
all
bit.
All right, thank you. Now we're getting to our top 5. And again, I understand running backs. You can go draft him. Isaiah Pacheco came out of Rutgers, and he's the first running back to start his career with 2 Super Bowl rings back-to-back. I get it. Saquon Barkley's available. Awesome in the community. Awesome on the field. I understand he's not so awesome staying healthy, but get out of here. Every single team I just mentioned for Derrick Henry, rinse and repeat for this guy. Saquon's available. Go get him. Number 4 on the list. This guy would be great for Dallas if they could afford him. You want to get somebody who can stop the run on the way to sacking somebody in the middle of your defense? Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
Dolphins didn't franchise tag him. He's sitting there, 28 years old. Career high 9 sacks, career high 61 pressures, team captain. Go figure that. They made him a captain.
Hey, go figure.
Christian Wilkins is available. Number 3, this guy's franchise tagged, but is apparently available. Anyway, Legarius Sneed is number 3 on this list. You take the field and you cut it in half. This guy, what, he stiff-armed Tyreek Hill to Cancun?
He said he sent his butt to on vacation.
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah. And he's young, and he's good, and he's hungry, and I guess the Chiefs can't pay everybody top dollar, because wait to hear who's number 1 on my list. But Legarius Sneed, he's available. Is he the other guy that Matthew Judon was talking about today? Is that the other guy?
No, Judon was talking about Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs.
But rumor out there that the Patriots have inquired about what it might take to get Legarius via trade.
That's old school way to build the Patriots. Take half the field and remove it from Stephon Gilmore all the way back to Ty Law.
Yes, sir.
So keep an eye on that. Number 2, I know he's going to be 36, and he's... His Achilles is now a baby, you know?
Infant.
So, Kirk Cousins is number 2. Man, everybody is putting him in Sharpie to Atlanta right now. So, is he available for anybody else to come blow it up? Kirk Cousins is number 2 on my list of top 10 players available to be acquired. And number 1 is Chris Jones. He is the best in the business, man. He is defensive player of the year, type quality, but he never really gets that sort of run. He's everywhere. He saved the day against the Bills when the Bills were seemingly set to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs, and he shoved Deion Dawkins right into Josh Allen and blew up a touchdown. And then on third down in overtime, when it looked like the 49ers might score a touchdown to start overtime, he just basically sat in the lap of Brock Purdy and blew up that play as well. He is dynamic. And let's not forget, as we're right around the combine, he is the only player to start his career with a sack before even suiting up. Go ahead and Google his 40-yard dash.
Oh, wow.
Come on, bro.
Yes.
You just said that.
Chris Jones had me at hello.
You just listen. Said that.
That's how you end a power rankings of top 10 wow. players available to be acquired.
Unbelievable.
Just want to leave everybody with a lasting memory.
I'm going to Google it now.
Oh, gosh. Please don't. Be careful. Be careful, oh. Jay.
Grandfather clock comes to mind.
No, no.
No.
See, I you just so let confused. Me do the subtlety and just leave it alone.
You and Del Tufo with the hammer over
there. Good
guys.
Lord.
So confused.
No, stop it. Stop it. Now you're making it worse.
What did I?
You guys.
What did I do?
You guys.
You did say we're in.
Now, I don't know. Do you think Baker's in play? I just didn't put him in there.
Doesn't feel like it. I mean, I think the Mike Evans re-signing was an indication yeah. that Baker, yeah. hey, look, let's
get
run this.
Get him done first.
Let's run this
keep
back.
Keep Mike happy.
Yeah.
And show Baker we mean business.
Yeah, let's run this back.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd put him in this list for sure. So.
Well, he didn't mention at dinner last night that he was thinking about.
I didn't see Baker at dinner last night. No. No. It was fish night in the Eisen household.
Oh.
Catfish. And that went over with the kids quite poorly.
Yeah. They didn't like fish?
What kind of fish?
Yeah.
Was it?
No, it was. Does it matter?
Yeah, it matters a lot.
Gefilte fish?
Was it? See?
Gefilte fish.
I love that stuff.
Do you not know who Susie is? Do you not know who my wife is?
Oh, that's true.
Good Lord.
It was okay. Cod, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Huh.
There's some of that stuff.
Catfish.
It was good. I liked it. Listen. I don't know how we got on that. That was my dinner. I didn't have dinner with Baker.
Well, you usually have family dinners. I was wondering if Baker showed up last night.
What do you think? Did I miss anybody?
Doesn't feel like it.
You hit the major ones.
Doesn't feel like it. Yeah, those are kind of the big names that are out there.
You know, I mean.
I might have had Fields a little higher.
Really? Over who?
You didn't know Josh Jacobs on there.
Tyron Smith? I put two running backs on here. I put Derrick Henry over him. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry, just add Derrick Henry to any team. How do you, and again, I know James Cook performed well and they got a nice, you know, Latavius Murray / Lombardi Lenny towards the end of the year conglomerate. Put Derrick Henry in Buffalo.
Ooh.
Seriously. And then let James Cook be the other guy. Like, so you, Derrick doesn't have to carry it 20 times, carry it 10.
DeAndre Swift is a free agent.
That's true, too. But I'm not putting them over Derrick Henry. I'm just not.
Okay.
I'm biased. That dude is
monster.
Does not look like the 30-year diminished player, 30-year-old. Anyway, let's take a break. When we come back, I still have Jason Kelce on the brain. I learned two new things about what this guy's all about behind the scenes, and it shouldn't surprise you. And he and his brother had quite the conversation on their pod that I want to bring to everybody because it's a great pod and they're awesome people. That's the way I roll into break here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show with Michael Wilbon, still to come.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find it really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Hey, we're back. You Googled it during the break, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I get the joke now. It's pretty funny.
Hey. But I snuck it in there, you know, and then, wait a minute. So stupid. This guy over there is a chomp. This guy's a total chomp.
Stuff like
there's a total chomp. And because this show is seen around the clock, on the Roku channel, children might be watching. And I try to be subtle, but you, sir, cannot avoid it. And now you're giggling, and now it's tough to get you to stop. That guy, right there. Look at it.
Is it my fault or is it your fault?
No, I'm saying words, meaning that, them one way.
That are funny.
And you can't get out of the that's what she said type thing.
Look, that
double entendre.
That phrasing brought a lot of joy to my life, Rich. So I, of course I can't get out of it.
Well, congratulations.
Still can't get over that, by the way.
Oh, I was Adam Silver. I was like, going to say, what? I feel like we're just on the tip of the iceberg with this okay. situation.
Tip Ryman?
Tip Roll.
It's so funny. Like, they get in my ear during the combine. T-Man, Mark Tidelman, great producer, one of the best in the business. He gets in my ear and he'll say, you know, like Stacey's got something or Schrager, go throw to this or that. So as soon as I hear that, I immediately do it because they're probably talking about something that just happened on the screen. Mm-hmm. And if I wait too long, it's no longer relevant. So Schrager had something about Tip Ryman. Okay.
He loves that guy.
And then, you know, T-Man gets in my ear again. Like he goes, Peter's got more. I'm like, okay, sure, Peter. And it was about same guy, Tip Ryman again. And so we just started making fun. Like even at the end of it goes like, I'm full of Tip Ryman facts. So about 5 minutes later, I'm like to DJ, I'm like, you know what I miss? And he goes, what? And I'm like, Peter Schrager having something on Tip Ryman. And then I look at my text and he chimes in. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Richard.
You know, you're sometimes keenly aware of things.
Usually.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll say things into the microphone that sometimes I'm like, really? And other times I'm like, really? And then you're proven somewhat out. And it's jarring.
Are you okay? Give me a compliment like this. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm very confident.
There's a turn coming here. I can feel it.
No, there's not.
Oh, really?
No. The Kelseys did their first pod since Jason retired. And Travis was there.
Yeah.
Because normally they're zooming in from their different parts of the United States of America. So they're actually in the same room because Travis was there at the retirement announcement.
Monday, yeah.
And then they went to Cleveland. They were courtside of the Cavs-Celtics game last night.
Slamming beers last night.
So maybe they're the cooler for your Celtics.
Yeah, let's keep them away.
You got to get the Kelseys away from the Celtics.
Keep them away in the finals.
The Killer K's on the Killer C's, right?
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Get them out of here.
So, so I don't know when they recorded the pod, but they're together. Mm. And you were saying that maybe Jason would stick around until Travis was done so they could go into the hall together, right?
Absolutely.
And
made
Travis
perfect sense.
Travis and had a moment where he was talking about, you know, Jason's contributions to the sport, but not just the sport, to him as a brother playing the same sport. And his comfort level of having Jason in the sport, and now he's going to be playing the sport where his brother's no longer active, I would imagine for the first time, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Right, like
high
this
school,
would be the first time.
Played college together.
Pop Warner, I'm
yeah.
sure, all of it. Backyard,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, no doubt.
So that led to this exchange between the two.
We did not talk about much of your retirement, and I wanted to make sure that you didn't feel any pressure from me to keep going, knowing I wanted you to keep going. I wanted you to keep playing
you
this game.
Why didn't you tell me this? I would have changed my mind.
No. You've always been a step ahead of me in
I'm older, Trey.
In this game. Yeah, but it's in this game alone, you've always been a step ahead of me, and it's always been like I've had that flotation device right there. To have you out of it, man, it feels empty, and it definitely it feels like it's complete, you know? Mm-hmm. It was a success.
I hear you.
It was a fun journey to watch, and and like I said yesterday, man, I just appreciate you showing me the way and bringing us all along the journey with you, big guy.
We showed each other the way. You've been playing for a long time on your own, and I look forward to being able to appreciate and watch your games more and take in the bigger picture of football and everything that it has to offer.
Well, it was just it was cool being the tag team
hey!
Of the National Football League. Pretty cool.
Did you think Kelsey was going to retire? Jason, Travis right there?
No, I didn't think so. I thought, but Jason said at one point, like, you should have told me. I think I was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
though,
I
right?
felt like he was kidding. But,
man, whatever Ed and Donna laid down in their household, that these two guys are so in touch with their emotions and comfortable sharing it, should be bottled up and, you know, taught and shown, if necessary, to any parents. You know, and obviously I relate. I've probably done more crying on this set than, you know, anybody. I have no problem showing my emotions on the air. None. Full vermeil whenever I can. I don't mind it. I get choked up. I think it is a sign of strength and emotional normalcy, if that's such a thing, to share it. And, you know, when Jason was talking about his wife, meeting his wife for the first time, and that's must what love must have felt and things of that nature, I loved it. I just thought, and I know he had a 45-minute farewell tour, and it was longer than most, but length doesn't, it just doesn't, I don't care how long it went, because it was so raw and so emotional and so just relatable. And then you learn more about Jason Kelsey. Not just about some of the stories that he was sharing, but I want to bring this to the fore here, because I didn't know about this. I did not know his, you know, the Eagles trainer on the training staff, Joe Opella, had cancer. And Opella told the story on his Instagram feed. And I want to read it to you with some photographs. By the way, look at Jason when they first met. Top left right there. That's Black, right?
Yeah, I mean, forgot that he had super long hair.
He looks like Mick Foley.
In the early days, picture. Yeah, good one.
Yeah, man. So he was talking about how, you know, in Jason's second year, he tore his knee, that Joe went to the head trainer and told him I needed to do his rehab because he needed to be treated like an athlete, not a conventional offensive lineman, and what would occur over the next 12-plus years would impact my life in a way I'd never imagined. And he talked about the on-the-field accomplishments, off-the-field accomplishments, and the things that they did together, you know, from being his wing bowl corner man to hour-long rehab sessions, followed by nights out on the town, things of that nature. He mentioned how in what would be Kelsey's final season in Philadelphia, he was diagnosed with cancer and had to undergo radiation and chemo. And Kelsey offered his shore house if he needed to get away and offered to pay for meal services to help out Opella's wife and the family. And he called me randomly when I had been home, too sick to come in because of chemo, just to check in on me and chat about random things. That's who he is as a person. This one got me. I taped this guy's ankles and thumbs every day for 13 seasons. And when he played his last game in Tampa, that was the wild card playoff game that they lost. Yep. Again, I couldn't be there due to cancer. And when he told me he would be retiring, and I expressed my regret of not being the last person to ever tape him, he offered to have me tape him for his retirement press conference. And that's who he is, and I hope these stories can add to an already unbelievable legacy. Guys, again, I'm going full vermeil here. And I don't even know this gentleman. Why don't you tape me for my final press conference so you are the last person to tape me up? And just in case you're wondering if, you know, well, Jason knows the guy, and because, again, we live in a cynical world, cynical world where this sort of stuff for me cuts through. Just in case anybody out there is like, you know, oh, he knows him and whatever. And I would do the same thing for someone I know. How about for someone you don't know? This hopped in my Twitter feed from WIP Radio. This caller who called in, apparently, radio stations have been inundated with fans telling stories similar to this about Jason Kelsey. It's a caller named Randy who told this story.
Now with Jason, I'm a veteran, a combat veteran, and I've seen a lot and done a lot, and I was going through some stuff. I got hit with COVID, and I never had any PTSD, nothing like that. I'd always been able to handle that, just like kind of compartmentalize it and never really worried about it. Well, I got COVID in November 22, and it triggered something in my head, and I ended up being out of work 10 weeks, staring at the wall, reliving kill shots. It was just horrible, horrible. Worst, lowest time of my life. And I posted something on Jason's Facebook page, and he called me up. He reached out, he texted me up, and like, brother, you okay? You need somebody to talk to?
Wow.
Wow. That is a wow.
He's been my favorite player since his second year in the league. I've had his jersey. Just this one. It's great for him, but man.
I don't even know. I mean, that hit me like a ton of bricks. I had to sit down where I was and start thinking about what more I can do. I'm serious. You know, he's got three kids. They're much smaller than mine. You know, and a wife who he loves. And I love mine. And I thought to myself, he still has time to, you know, see somebody on a post on his page and, like, seek out. How do I reach out to the guy?
Yeah.
And he's in the middle, I imagine, maybe a playing season or whatever. Middle of being a dad and a husband. I admire this guy so much. So much. Just wanted to pause and give that part of this. And I don't know if it's because, just to completely share, I don't know if it's because I'm just overly emotional these days about how life is moving on and, you know, and there's so much uncertainty in our world. Mort just passed away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the things that you hear, like, I understand he was clearly sick with cancer for a while, but everybody's telling me that, you know, he either didn't let on about it or he sounded great recently. It took people aback. It was sudden for somebody who's been sick for a while, but that neither here nor there. It's just the fleeting nature of our world and our life. And not to get too deep here, but this is catching me in a way. A retirement hasn't for a lot of players in the league. You know. So just wanted to pause and just tell some of these stories. Because again, I'm being told there's just an outpouring of one story like this after the other about Jason Kelce. So.
Certainly one of a kind. It's their pod is super fun if you don't listen to it. It's just two brothers who share a deep love of each other and the game of football. And
they're happy to share it, right?
And they're super open about everything and they're vulnerable. And it's not something we've ever really seen before in this type of media kind of landscape.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's curious what he's going to do next. I was saying this morning to Trav, talked about being tag teams. They should be wrestlers. Like, wouldn't that be so fun?
Right.
To just keep that competitive juice going. But
the tag team champs.
I imagine the media will come. I could certainly see Travis being following the Rock's footsteps and getting into movies and
television looks like,
shows.
It does look like Jason's not going to wear sleeves anymore. So that kind of makes sense.
Cool. I did like the sleeveless with the Rolex. That was a flex.
McAfee broke that barrier down. Now sleeves are no longer required, you know.
But just getting to see him when he was here last summer and just like the 5 minutes we saw him at the Super Bowl at the party, he was like, oh yeah, he was like offended that I tried to say, oh, we're from Rich's show. We met you over the summer. He was like, yeah, of course. I remember you guys. Like, have a beer. We're like, oh yeah, of course. You're the man, obviously. And, you know, it was just.
And you guys know how I feel about the Eagles. I hate them. And yet when Jason came in here and you meet the guy and we chopped it up, it's like, man, crap.
I have to like you now.
I have to like you. Yeah, I got no choice. He's just that type of dude, man.
And he's been in that community for 13 years, right? And
his
so
wife is from Philadelphia.
No, and she won't wear anybody else's gear.
Anyone else's colors.
I know. Just Philly and gear. So, but that's why if you're sitting there wondering, really, Jason Kelce, the center of the Eagles, really, he's up there with Mike Schmidt and Dr. J and... You know, name anybody else who's an all-time great Philadelphia sports star.
Allen and obviously, Iverson, right, Rocky. And
obviously, I'm naming, you know, 80s people, but
right.
I'm sure there are many others. Philadelphia fans can chime in. But when you hear the story of that veteran who called in and the others who were there, and then, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles trainer, part on his training staff, and you hear this and you just wonder how many more there must be underneath the surface. Yeah. Like, hell yeah.
Yeah. You know, Rich, I think about that a lot because it seems like we're always in the media, you concerned with the negative. And I just know for a fact, like, I always try to seek out the positive. You know how many stories that there are like this out there? But they just don't ever make them here because, you know, people don't want to see the positive. But
right. We could be talking about the Eagles are screwed that Kelsey's gone.
Yeah.
What happens to the brotherly shove play? How are they going to fill the void?
You know, but like that story, man, that made me feel, man, it touches you. It really does.
Not here. That negative stuff.
No, we try to steer away from that, which I love. And you know, this is kind of like off that topic a little bit. You talked about like getting teary eyed. As you were talking, I just happened to pull up Instagram and somebody had a post that said so many bowls of cereal and Pop-Tarts consumed while watching these guys. And it was a picture of Mort.
Oh, John God, Saunders, I saw that. John Stewart, Clayton and Stewart.
Stewart and
I
and
saw
I'm just, that. Just right. And I'm looking at this right now.
I
going,
saw that.
Wow, man.
No,
man.
I saw that. I saw that. And it's been different. There are different pieces of copy over the same meme, and
all with the same meaning.
Well, like, which is that's my childhood.
Yeah. Yep.
And at the time, I had no idea I was part of an organization that was making children's adults future childhood memories.
Yeah.
And that blows me away too. And that's part of what I'm saying. I'm seeing those, and it makes me more aware of the fleeting nature of how we live and how we need to find the time to pay it forward, which Susie talks to me about all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. All right, let's take a break here. When we come back, Zion Williamson had some very fascinating comments that people are talking about the slam dunk contest. That sets up shop with Mike Wilbon when he joins us in the top of hour number two. That's how we're rolling to break right here in the Rich Eisen Show.
Hi there. Sorry for the interruption, but are you enjoying this show on Google Podcasts? You should know that the Google Podcasts app is going away this spring. That's right, going away, gone, as in no longer available. You can still enjoy this show elsewhere, though. Try out Spotify or Amazon Music, or maybe TuneIn is more your style. Whatever app you switch to, be sure to follow so you never miss the next episode. And thanks for listening, wherever you listen.
Back here on our program, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the show. We'll get to your phone calls in a matter of moments. So much else to talk about. Mike Wilbon is going to be joining us in hour number two. Bucky Brooks canceled. So we'll figure out what to do in hour number two. So there's that going on.
All right.
Rex Chapman in hour number three on this program as well. Yeah, I'm glad I kind of poured my heart out a little bit right there. Didn't expect to do that today on the way to work.
No.
I just told Chris when we were in break, I'm like, that was a great segment.
And oh, good.
Something just kind of born out of chopping it up.
Seeing those two guys.
Yeah.
Inspired with sharing.
It was very good.
I appreciate that. So to be fair and balanced, let me get angry.
You can wind me up. I'll get angry about something.
No. We'll talk about that in a second.
I feel too good to get mad about anything right now.
No, I know. I know what we'll talk about in the segment Bucky Brooks would have been on. That's coming up.
Okay, great.
Because something's going on in your life that we haven't brought up on this program.
It's true. Wait, what?
We haven't brought up. You mentioned it to me a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, we'll talk about it after the combine.
Chris, you going for comeback player of the year?
Nope.
I didn't mention it to you. I was going to not mention it to anyone, and someone else brought it to your attention.
I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
I think we are.
What is it?
I don't know. What?
Number two?
Huh?
Number two, too old for that, man.
No. But it does involve his child.
Also, comeback player of the year. I'm like, Felly, I don't have enough donor hair.
Oh, really? Chasing that confidence.
You do know that there have been multiple reach outs to this show for that to happen.
You have enough. Nah. Belly and I do not.
Okay. We'll talk about that. We won't be talking about
riches.
Yeah. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Game time tickets. Suze used it the other day to take Coop to the Downtown Hoops Dojo.
Yeah.
And they really enjoyed the experience.
She used the code?
She used the code and everything. It's great, man. So the promo code, well, she used the one from What the Football.
Oh, yeah, she said she had her own.
She used her own damn promo code. but at any rate, use mine and, you know, obviously any ones that we give out on our podcast as well through Game Time Tickets, where we've got a great relationship. And you get $20 off your first purchase. It is so cool and so easy to use. In just a couple of taps, you're buying tickets. And you see the views from the seat, and you get the all-in prices, and you can really make a smart decision before you buy your tickets. And so you get the tickets you want, and you have a great time once you get to the game, or the theater event, or the comedy event, or the concert. You can just take the guesswork right out of buying tickets with Game Time. Again, create the account after downloading the Game Time app, and use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create the account. Redeem the code RICH. $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets. Lowest price. Guaranteed.
Boom!
Thank you. So, Chris Brockman has a real hot take involving his Boston Celtics that he's been waiting to uncork on this program. And he's not comfortable uncorking it. And part of the reason why he's not comfortable uncorking it is because things like, say, last night might happen. While they're in Cleveland and they're up 22 with 9 minutes to go over a depleted Cleveland Cavaliers team.
Yep.
And Dwayne Wade showed up, right? Dwayne Wade showed up?
Wade was there for sure.
The guy's name is Dean Wade, I think.
No, don't say it like that because you know his name now.
Yeah.
He kind of looked like Chandler Parsons with a beard or whatever.
Actually, he looked like Superman to me.
It was not a great time. I was trying to play Magnetiles with Cage and I'm like, got the game on kind of in the back and we're up by 20 with like 8 minutes to go, and then it's just like 13, 11. Why are we only up by six? What is going on right now?
So how were you as a dad playing Magnetiles with Cage while a 22-point lead was slipping away, albeit a regular season game?
Yeah.
But you're ready. You really want to, I think, uncork your take.
Yeah, it's spicy. I will say I came up with this take over the weekend when I was battling a stomach flu for a 24-hour bug.
It's a fever dream?
And so
I know about those.
Yeah,
good thing you didn't have them on the air.
And I was glad it happened over the weekend.
Good.
So it could have been like, you know, food depletion, bone broth, ginger ale thing going on.
But okay.
I do like 68% believe it. It's very spicy. I gave a little preview to TJ the other morning. And then I previewed it for Cooper yesterday on the phone when we talked.
Even he, as a 13-year-old.
What did he say? After we got off the phone, was he like, that was real dumb? Or like, I'm into it?
He went back to his phone to look at YouTube videos. Okay.
Something I can look forward to in about 9 years. Not ready for it yet. I'm not ready to unleash.
No, but he did think it was really, your take is really spicy. But it's now back in the freezer.
Yeah,
for the moment.
Kind of been shelved for a minute.
There's still time. I cannot, like, we can keep building this up because you will unveil this.
I think we'll finally find
the time.
If we rattle off another.
To feel comfortable uncorking his absolutely red hot
fire
Boston Celtics take / prediction.
Rick Dalton coming out with the flamethrower.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, just going to take him straight out. Yeah, right across the pool.
Rattle off another like 10, 11 gamer before the playoffs.
Correct.
It's
so
gonna be...
No. So don't give any more away.
I'm not.
But that happened last night.
Yep.
Right?
A lot of standing around. It was very frustrating.
The Knicks aren't winning the NBA championship anymore after last night.
Probably not.
The Lakers are still winning the NBA championship after two nights ago.
Well, the two big, favorites, Denver and Boston, both had really sloppy losses last night.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
At home.
Yeah. These things happen.
It happens.
Could you imagine if the NBA was the NFL? It would just be lit up.
Oh, man.
Lit up.
For a week.
If each game in the NBA was as big as every game in the NFL, because it took 1 week to play them and there were fewer of them. Denver and Boston would be out right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you got, listen, I will say this about the Cavs. They have got to feel a little bit destined right now. They've got to feel like, you know, nobody's playing, if you will. Some of their big stars, not playing. They come back from 22 down against the Celtics. Not like you were full strength either. I understand that.
No, we were full strength.
Well, Porzingis did play last night. I'm sorry, I missed that part.
Porzingis had a big N1 late in the game.
Okay, great. So,
like, we were full strength.
They're coming back from 22 down. Yeah. Max Strus threw in a 60-footer while I was at the combine.
Yep.
To beat the Mavs. And Kyrie, which probably just, you know, delighted most of the Cavaliers fans to send Kyrie home on a 60-footer.
Luka had like a 38-point triple-double in that game.
Right. And, so with Spider Mitchell out.
Yep.
They got to feel a little bit like this is our year, you know?
I think they're tough.
They are.
They're probably the third best team in the East at full strength. Are they better than the Knicks? I mean,
statistically
they are, but I mean, yeah, I would pick them in a playoff series.
Look at the Magic.
Man, that's something you didn't really see coming. They're 10 games over.
So...
Milwaukee's the one I think that scares me as a.
Oh, really? Because I thought, you know, Doc's not going to do anything.
Well,
I thought Doc is going to come in and blow whatever 3-1 lead they're going to have. I thought Doc coming in just made things.
Oh, my gosh. They lost.
Now suddenly you're afraid of them, huh?
You blow a 22-point fourth quarter lead. You start to see things a little differently, even though it's only been 12 hours. I'm just saying. They're playing a little bit better on defense. They've won, what, 6-7 in a row, Milwaukee? They had a big game tonight. Golden State tonight against Milwaukee. Big one. That'll be fun.
Look, them beating the Clippers without Giannis was unbelievable.
To me.
Well, by the way, we have Jamal Mosley, the head coach of the fourth place Orlando Magic, on tomorrow.
Nice.
Can't wait to ask him what it's like to coach the Wagner boys. Do they have a pod together?
they don't.
I don't know.
What would their name be for that?
I don't know.
A couple of Michigan
off the
men?
Wall or something?
I don't know.
Are they German? I was trying to do a.
I don't know. The Mo and Franz show. One other thing to talk about here
is talk about JJ McCarthy the entire pod.
Oh my goodness!
That's all they would do.
I'm going to ignore that.
I'm just saying.
I resemble
Michigan
that remark.
They're Michigan men.
Okay.
I mean,
so, well, we're definitely not talking about the current Michigan basketball team. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, I have no problem with Zion Williamson saying I'll be in the slam dunk contest, but with strings attached. Zion Williamson of the New Orleans Pelicans had this to say about the slam dunk contest.
Do you see yourself taking part in the dunk contest in the future?
I got to do my part and make the All-Star game. If I'm in the All-Star game, I'll do the dunk contest. But if I'm not doing it.
Was that Coach Darko of the Raptors asking the question?
Did he follow up with
this? This is outrageous.
Outrageous. This is completely BS. This is shame.
That was him,
apparently, apparently people are saying that about his comment that if he's not in the All-Star game, he's not participating in it.
Well, we just got to make sure he makes the All-Star game.
I don't know what is the issue people
have
with
that? Because some people are not. I mean, some guys coming from the G League and winning it. So why not just take part in it? Because there's no Ion. Well, there is an Ion Zion and Williamson.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Like, take one for the team, man. The NBA needs you out there, Duncan. Zion Williamson in the dunk contest. I'm watching. Are you watching?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's the
end
of that.
In the game.
But he wants to. He could still go. He can still participate.
Guess what? Guess who's going to be in the All-Star game next year?
Zion?
Yeah.
So why? Would the legal make sure it happens?
Absolutely.
Get out of here.
We're going to stuff the ballot box, Rich.
Well, that's a part of it, too. Is you got to, first of all, you got to play well enough. You got to be healthy enough.
Got to be healthy.
Okay. And then there's a whole, you know, formula about voting. You can't just put your thumb on the scale.
Then
there's suddenly 500,000 ballots show up, fake electors.
There's a lot of people who argue.
We're going to have a fake elector scam. Get Jack Smith on it.
You just made the list.
I mean, look, if the league wants something to happen, it happens.
Yeah. Patrick Ewing to the Knicks.
Why is the NBA just filled with conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat nonsense? I guess all sports are. And NFL's entering that realm now, too.
Well, we got scripts.
Baby. I think it's great. Apparently, because I was looking this up, the old phrase that was ascribed to St. Louis Cardinal Gary Templeton, if I ain't starting, I ain't departing. Apparently, he never said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was looking that up today because I'm like, that's what it sounds like. If I ain't starting, I ain't departing. Yeah. If I'm not an all-star, I'm not dunking.
Right.
I don't mind it.
But it's attached to Gary, that quote?
By the way, like, if the Great Emmy, quote. if the Sports Emmys reaches out to me, we'd love for you to present. I'd be like,
am I winning?
No, am I nominated?
Oh.
Am I in the game? Am I winning? Fair. Come on. Am I winning?
Eventually, you got it.
No, I mean, if I'm nominated, like, am I going to just fly to New York just to present? Just to read out, you know, 5 awards?
That's technical.
By the way, and if I ever present, they should have me host the whole damn thing. We would be done in 50 minutes.
and there'd be open bars all over the place.
The open bars. Oh, God. Yeah.
Finger food at an open bar. We need to write a letter to the sports Emmys.
You deserve an Emmy.
First of all, let's see if we're nominated.
You deserve an Emmy for cutting a 3-hour show down to 50 minutes.
Get out of here. Honestly. And some people who are all excited, I'll be like, come on, chop, chop. Let's go. Get up here.
Music.
Yeah, I'll be like Mona Lisa Vito stamping my foot.
You could have the Sandman from the Apollo just hook him and pull him off stage.
That's it. Yeah. Got to be nominated first.
That's true.
So I understand. Zion and I are like that.
Yes.
Michael Wilbon coming up.
Definitely need Zion of the dunk. Yeah.
Rich, that kind of seems a lot like, you know, when Shaq said he would never touch the conference championships. He would always wait to win the finals. Maybe that's how Zion feels. Like, he doesn't want to go there, you know.
Is it Shaq's birthday today?
Really?
Is that true?
I'm outstanding. I was born 3672.
How old is he?
52.
53. I think he's 53.
By the way, we didn't discuss this.
52.
Charles 52. Joining Instagram and him telling him that he's always got a when he posts, he's always got a hashtag OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
It's
one
of the funniest things ever. And Chuck didn't know what that is. He goes, is it only for fans?
Only for fans of mine?
And they're talking about sliding in DMs. Like, you guys got to teach me how to slide.
So, again, I mean, just give them the Emmy again. That segment should be the only thing on their submission.
And then they popped up. They made a fake DM from Chuck the Krispy Kreme. And they were
I missed.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That's brutal. Hold on.
Charles looks great. How much weight has he lost?
He's lost a significant amount.
I would say probably.
Got to be over 50.
5-0, yeah. Right? For sure. So Charles is on Instagram?
He is.
Let's see.
He joined it.
36,000 like his first
of course.
2 days.
Everybody wants to be
Charles W. Barkley.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What, because somebody was already squatting on Charles Barkley?
Probably.
I shouldn't say that out loud, too.
We were going to give you a pass
Charles
on that one.
W.
Oh, my God. All right, Michael Wilbon coming up in hour number 2 of this program. Rex Chapman, hour 3. Don't go anywhere. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial.
Hey everybody, this is Dan Bespris, host of Fantasy NBA Today, a daily fantasy basketball podcast. We cover every box score from every game, every day, plus bonus shows on buy low opportunities, players to stash, schedule analysis, and really anything you could need to smash your league into deliciously tiny pieces.
Catch the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, part of the Believe Network, on YouTube or wherever you listen.